Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Lamed Ches, and we're going to begin on Daf Lamed Zayin on the Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara Masechta Kedushin discusses Meiser. We've been speaking about Meiser Sheni. The Meiser Sheni is from the produce that somebody grows the first and second, the fourth and the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. He has to give Meiser Sheni. It's supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara Masechta Kedushin discusses who is the true owner of Meiser Sheni. It's Machlokes. Is the true owner the person who it's his produce? Just that this produce, instead of being able to eat at home, he has to eat in Yerushalayim? Or is the owner of the produce really HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's called Mamon Gevaya. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us eat his produce with the condition that we eat in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, Isa Shemesh Sheni, a dough that's Meiser Sheni, the Divrei Ramei Pturim Menachala. According to Ramei, it's Pater from Chala, because Ramei holds that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gevaya, doesn't belong to us. As we're going to learn, the matzah that we use has to belong to you. The Divrei Chachamim, Chayav is Pachala. According to Rabbi Chachamim, it's Chai B'Challah because it belongs to us. So that's the question on Challah. Is it considered mine and then I have to take off Challah? Is it considered a Kodesh Baruch Hu and I don't have to take off Challah? Matzah Shemaisa Sheni, the same question about matzah. The Divrei Meir, Ein Adam Yotz Be'Yidoy Chavos Be'Pesach. You can't use matzah for Meisa Sheni because it doesn't belong to you. The Divrei Chachamim, because it's considered yours. Similarly, Esrig Shemaisa Sheni. What about if somebody wants to use an Esrig, which is a Meiser Sheni Esrig? The Divrei Meir, Ein Adam Yotzei Be'Yidei Chavos Be'Yontif. According to Meir, you can't use that to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. The Divrei Chachamim, Adam Yotzei Be'Yidei Chavos Be'Yontif. You can use it. The Rishash makes an interesting observation. He says, when the Gemara speaks about Matzah, the Gemara says, Adam Yotzei Be'Yidei Chavos Be'Pesach. When the Gemara speaks about Meiser Sheni, Esrog, the Gemara uses the word Yontif. Why here does it say the name of the holiday, Pesach, and here does it say Yontif? So the Rishas says, because by Pesach, they were saying that you have to own the matzah, it's not only the first day of Pesach, it's also Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara doesn't just say Pesach, because on Pesach Rishon, and those that have to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni also have to own the matzah. On Sukkot, the only day you have to own the Esrig is on the first day of Yontif, because that's the day where you mechuy mederaisa to use an Esrig. Afterwards, you're not mechuy to have an Esrig mederaisa, and that's why the Gemara says Yontif, which indicates the first day of Yontif. Another teretz that I saw from the Gilyoni Ashas, he says, we've discussed that the chiyuv to eat matzah, according to many poskim, is not only the first day Yontif, it's all of Yontif. So matzah, the Gemara uses the language Pesach, because it's all a Pesach, you're supposed to eat matzah, and the Gemara saying is that to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, you have to own the matzah. However, on Sukkot, nobody says that midaraisa, the zechiv to take the aluminum past the first day. That's why the Gemara uses the language Yom Tov. Another interesting horror is the Gemara says in many places that the only chiv to take meiser midaraisa is from dogon tirosh v'yitzar, not from any other produce. All other produce is midrabanan. So the Mefarshim asked, how can we have a conversation about the chiv of an esrig, Meiser Sheni, midaraisa? There is no Meiser Sheni by esrig. So what's the issue? So the Mefarshim say two truths. One teretz is, call the tikkun drabonon, kein deraisa tikkun. Although the entire chiv of Meiser Sheni by an esrig is only midrabonon, but if it's not going to work, it's not acceptable by a deraisa, then they rabbanon fashion their gzeiros the same way as the Torah fashions its rules. And another teretz that I saw is you could have an esrig that's Meiser Sheni midaraisa. What happens if somebody has food that's Meiser Sheni? And we spoke about it, and we will speak about it today in the shir again. You could take that food and redeem it and buy money and take that money and to Yerushalayim and buy with it items. One of the things you could buy with it is an esrig. Not that esrig is a Maaseh Sheni esrig with a raisa. Maskelo Rapapa. Rapapa asked, Bishlam Isa, Chala, that you have to own the dough, Timim Chuyim Chala, the Ksiv Arisoy Seichem. The Torah uses the words Arisoy Seichem, which means Mishalchem has to be yours. Esrig Nami, the Ksiv Lakachtam Lachem, Lachem Mishalchem, Yehei. You have to own the Esrig. El Atz, El Matzah, asked the Gemara, Mi Ksiv Matzaschem. Does the Torah use the word Matzaschem, which would indicate that you have to own the Matzah? Amar Rav Vitamer of Yemir Bashalma, Asya Lechem Lechem. We learn a Gzer Shava between Matzah and Challah. Ksiv Hocha, regarding Matzah, Lechem Oini. Ksiv Hosem, by the Chiv of Challah, Vahoye Ba'ochlechem, Melechem Ha'oretz. Ma'ala Halan, as we just finished saying, Challah, Mishalchem, you have to own the Challah. Afkan, Mishalchem, the Matzah, you have to own. Lema Messiah, says the Gemara, perhaps we can show a brisa that corroborates this. The brisa says, Isa shal maaseh sheni, a dough of maaseh sheni, turim and a challah, there is no chiv challah, divrei Rav Meir. The chamar amrim chayevis. So ask the Gemara, Lema Messiah, is this perhaps a corroboration? It's explicit that the machlokes, if you mechuyev to take challah from Maaseh Sheni, depends what you hold Maaseh Sheni is, who owns the Maaseh Sheni. Hainu hach. It's not just a corroboration, it's exactly what we've been saying. Says the Marhach commonly. This is what we meant to say. Lema midapligi be'isa. Just like we see by challah, this certainly is a machlokes. Why is there a machlokes by challah? Because it depends on who owns the challah. Is Maaseh Sheni owned by the Gevoya, by, so to speak, Hashem, or by us? Do we say, Behanech Nami Pligi, the same machlokes will be relevant by an Esrik, or Dilma, or perhaps Shani Hossam, by challah, the person has to own the dough. You know why? The Ksiv, Arisoy Seichem, Arisoy Seichem, Trey Zimni. The Torah uses the words Arisoy Seichem twice. So Rashi explains, the first time the Torah uses the word Arisoy Seichem is to teach us that you can't, you're not mechuyev to give challah if you borrowed the dough or you stole the dough. But you still have an extra Arisoy Seichem. The extra Arisoy Seichem teaches us that you must actually own the dough to be mechuyev challah. However, by Esrig, it only says the word Lachem once. So perhaps that comes to teach me that Shol and Gozel are not kosher for an Esrig. Anything else is kosher. That's why the Gemara is not quite sure what's going to be the status in Esrig. What about Matzah? Matzah will certainly have the same status as Challah, because we learned Gzeri Shava comparing Matzah to Challah. What about Moror? So the Pais can say the Moror L'chatchila you also have to own, but there's a Machlaikis why. One pshat is because we said it, we'll learn it in Mitzvashem again. So the Torah uses the word matzah morah together, comparing matzah morah. So we're saying now that you have to own the matzah, you have to own the morah. Or another reason the Pais can say is because if the morah is not yours, it'll be a mitzvah baba avera. What's a nafkamina between the two pshatim? The chiv of eating morah nowadays is only midrabanan. We'll discuss it in Mitzvashem tomorrow. So if the reason the morah you have to own is because of mitzvah baba avera, we discussed this week that there is no concept of mitzvah baba avera by the rabbanim. So you may be yotze if the morah isn't yours. But if the reason the morah has to be yours is because we compare it to matzah, so by matzah the chiv is midaraisa that has to be yours, so the morah would have the same din. The halach is that if you don't own the morah, then you should eat. When you ate the morah, you didn't own it, you should eat the morah again, but don't make a bracha again. Taisus asks a different question. Taisus asks, we had a sugya this week about tevel. If you yoytzu a matzah of tevel, and we brought psukim to teach us the halacha. Ask Taisus, why do we need psukim? Tevel is something that we don't own. The produce that we didn't take off, the trumas of maestros, that means that the kohen and levi, the Oni, in the years of Maaseh Oni, own this. So it's not Lachem. So that should be the reason why Tevel should not be acceptable for Maaseh. Why do I need a separate limit? Just like by Esrig of Tevel, you're not Yoitzer. So Taisa says the following terrors. Taisa says, if you have an Esrig of Tevel, So let's say 20% of the Esrig belongs to the Kohen, to the Levi, to the Oni. So you don't own the whole Esrig. And to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Esrig, you have to have the whole Esrig in your hand. When you're holding this Esrig, you're not only holding a whole Esrig, which belongs to you. On the other hand, if you have 100 pounds of flour, that's Tevel. And 20% you have to give away, but 80% you could keep. You bake matzahs out of that, so when you're eating the matzah, 80% of the matzah is yours. So that means you could be eating a whole matzah that's your matzah. That's why the fact that it's Tevel would not be a problem. What is the problem? As we learned, there are different problems with Tevel. So here the Rosh says that although we had a shaila about matzah of Maisa Sheni, because it depends who really owns the Maisa Sheni, one thing we learned is that you have to own the matzah. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be careful to pay for your matzahs before Yontif. Because if you don't pay for your matzahs before Yontif, they may not be yours. And even if the person gave you credit, the Kavachayim quotes Darizal, that there's a specific issue that you should be paid up completely on the matzah before Yontif. Ask the Sfasemis a very interesting shaila. He says, if you have guests for the Seder, you have guests for the Seder, so it's not their matzahs, it's your matzahs. So, and now we're learning that the matzahs have to belong to the person being mekayim the mitzvah. So how do they mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? So interestingly, before I speak about the Sfasemis, there's an interesting tshuva from the Elif Lucha Shleima, Rav Shleima Kluger. He says like this. He says, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem V'Arts Nasan L'Bnei Adam. The world belongs to us. There's another pasuk that says, Lashem Ha'Arts Malay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the world. Answers the Gemara, Kan Lifnei Bracha, Kan La'acha Bracha. Before a person makes a bracha, everything belongs to Hashem. After you make a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you. So if you ate matzah without making a bracha, he says it's not yours. And you would have to eat matzah over again. But what about the guest? Who is making a bracha? So there's a number of terutzim to the Sfas Emes' shaila. Some say that you should taka be makna, you should make a business transaction that your guest should buy the matzahs. The Piskei Tshuva says not only should you make a kinyan, he says, it's an interesting thing that he says, the guest should give you money. Doesn't have to pay you for the whole value, but it should be a kinyan l'chol ha'deis. Piskei Tshuva says the la'alocha. The Shaar Metzion ba'alocha says that why do we begin the Seder with the words holach ma'anya? What we're saying with holach ma'anya is kol dichven yesev yechol, kol ditzruch yesev yisach, I'm being makna to you the matzis, because otherwise you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. But most people don't do that. Why? So one answer they give is that the problem is only when it's gozel, if it's stolen. Here you didn't steal the matzah, I gave it to you. That's, even though it's not really yours, it's enough. But the Sfasemis has a different terence. The halach is, we know that if somebody is marrying a woman, and he gives her a ring, he has to own the ring. That's why you hear the Masada the Kedushin always ask the cousin, is the ring yours? So let's say I borrow a ring from somebody. I forgot the ring at home. So I borrow a ring, so the borrowed item doesn't belong to me. Still says the Rosh, the Kedushin is a Kedushin. Why? He says when somebody lends a chassan a ring, he's giving it to him because he knows that the chassan needs it to make a Kedushin. And he knows that the Kedushin has to be with something that he owns. Says the Sfasem is the same thing. When you come to my house as a guest for the Seder, and I want you to be mekayim the mitzvah, and I'm giving you the matzah, that means I'm giving it to you in a way that you should be mekayim the mitzvah. It's self-understood. And therefore, it's even though there was no formal kinyan, it's automatically yours. In fact, there's an interesting ritva. The ritva says that in Masech the Sukkah, the Gemara says that you can't be mekayim mitzvah style of minim with shol, with something that you borrow. Here the Gemara doesn't speak about matzah that you borrow not being acceptable. Why? Why is matzah different than dalaminim? So he explains. When I lend you the dalaminim, I lend it to you for a couple of minutes and I know I'm getting it back. So it means I never really gave it to you. But on the other hand, if I lend you matzah to be mekayim the mitzvah, I know you're going to eat the matzah. No, you're not giving me back that matzah. So what am I essentially doing, says the ritva? I'm giving it to you. You have to pay me back. You don't have to pay me back. That's a separate issue. That's why it's considered lechem. And even if it's only shol and you mekayim the mitzvah. What happens if somebody ate matzah that he didn't own? He realizes he didn't own the matzah. Is he mekayim the mitzvah? Or does he have to do the mitzvah? Does he have to eat matzah again? So the Paiskim say he should eat matzah again, to be mekayim d'lachem, but he doesn't make a bracha. Why? Because since when he takes the bite of the matzah, which he didn't own, he's koinit with shinui, that he makes a he transforms the matzah by chewing it. That's a kinyan. So midaraisa does become his just by chewing it. Just to be yoitzer, it should really be yours. Lachem, eat a kezayis again, but don't make the bracha again. Continues the Gemara. Bar Rav Shimon Lakish, Mash yetzi adam yidei chavosoi b'chalos shal ma'isa sheni b'Yerushalayim. I bring ma'isa sheni to Yerushalayim, and I make it into challah. We spoke about challah, the part of the dough you have to give to the kohen. So can you use that for matzah? Says the Gemara, I leave the Rabbi Yosef to the Glili, according to Rabbi Yosef to Glili, who we discussed yesterday, like the Bailach, it's certainly not a question. Hash the b'chulin lo'y nafik b'chalosai, we can never use ma'isa sheni according to Rabbi Yosef to Glili, because according to Rabbi Yosef to Glili, ba'oini, anything that can't be eaten by ninis, you can't use for matzah. So certainly, besides being ma'isa sheni, it's challah, it's certainly not acceptable for mitzvah matzah. Hash the b'chulin lo'y nafik. Regular ma'isa sheni cannot be used for matzah, the chalos mebayi. You certainly can't use the challah ma'isa sheni. Ki tibayi lachalid Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva that said that you can use ma'isa sheni for matzah, perhaps what kind of ma'isa sheni was Rabbi Akiva discussing? B'chulin who did nothing. He's talking about regular ma'isa sheni. Because as we explained yesterday, what according to Rabbi Akiva is the problem with ma'isa sheni? That it can't be taken out of Yerushalayim, so it's not b'chol mashvei seichem. It can't be eaten wherever you live. And we said, like Rabbi Lezer explained, ma'isa sheni could potentially be taken out of Yerushalayim. Di metamu, because Rabbi Lezer taught us that if the ma'isa sheni becomes tamei, yesh lahen heta b'meshavis. It can be taken out of Yerushalayim. Avachala, what's going to be the halacha of this chala if it becomes tamei? The halacha on this challah, the metamer less lehet of meshavis. You can't remove from Yerushalayim. What must you do with it? L'sreif asli, you have to burn it. So therefore, it's not something that you could take b'chol mashvei seichem, and therefore lo nafik. It can't be used to be mekayim mitzvas matzah. A dilma, now the Gemara introduces a new concept. Amrina hoil. Hoil vi loy kar l'shem v'itma is lehet of meshavis. There is a way that possibly you could have eaten this grain to b'mekayim matzmatz v'nofik bo. What? So the way the Mefarshim explained it in one line as follows. If this ma'isa sheni would have become tamei, then it could be taken out of Yerushalayim. Number two, if I wouldn't have called this ma'isa sheni chala, I could also remove it from Yerushalayim. So since potentially that could have happened, it would have been kosher for matzah. We could use it or not. That's the Gemara Shaila. So we need to understand what's this concept of hoyl. So I'm going to say two shortim that the Mefarshim explained to help us understand it. We already encountered hoyl in this parak. The Gemara says that you're allowed to use the mai for matzah. The mai we know is produce that you buy from Haaretz that you're not allowed to use. And the Gemara explained why. Because if somebody went and it was mafkar all of his property, so he would be allowed to eat the mai. That's why everybody could use the mai for matzah. So you see the Maram Chalva said that we say hoyl. So that hoyl, explains the Maram Chalva, is a hoyl that's in my hands to do. I could go and make all my nechasim hefkar. So there we certainly say hoyl. Here we're not dealing with a hoyl that I could easily do. I'm not supposed to make challah tamei. But still, the Gemara is questioning, since it potentially could be that way, that should be enough, that it should be good enough for matzah. Ask the Sfas Emes, an obvious question. Let's take this ma'isa sheni that's challah. Bottom line, could it ever be removed from Yerushalayim? No. Because even if it becomes tameh, since it's challah, it has to be burnt. So what does Hoyle tell me? We know that matzah has to be able to be eaten b'chol ma'ishvei seichem, and this matzah I can't eat b'chol ma'ishvei seichem. So how could the Gemara have a havamina? And we're going to see in the Gemara it's not only a havamina, that's the halacha that you should be able to be yoitzu with this matzah. Says the Sfas Emes, when the Torah tells us that we need to have b'chol ma'ishvei seichem, The Torah is not telling us that this piece of matzah has to be a piece of matzah that I could eat in every city in Eretz Yisrael or wherever I live. It has to be a piece of matzah that potentially, doesn't mean that I have to be able to take it out and eat. There's a way that this flour could have been used outside, even though it will never be able to happen. But if it potentially could have happened, it's enough. And that's why the Gemara is asking, it should be enough. Says the Gemara, Ikad Amri, Ha Vadei Lo Tibayelach. It's no Shaila. The Vadei Amri in Tibayel. We certainly say Hoyel. Ki Tibayelach, what is the Shaila? Chala Lekuch Bekesem Maisa Sheni. So now we have the following situation. We have the Maisa Sheni food, the actual produce. We don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim, so we exchange it for money. We come to Yerushalayim, and with that money we buy food. There's a machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, what happens to that food if that food becomes tamei? The Rabbanan say if that food becomes tamei, it's the same as any Maisa Sheni that becomes tamei. You could redeem it, take the money outside Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that food is a very low level Kedusha because it's a second generation. And since it's a low level Kedusha, it has to be burnt. So now you have food that was bought with as the exchange with the money that was used to exchange Maisa Sheni, and now I made it into Challah. Challah lekuach bekesem Maisa Sheni. I'll leave it Rabbanan, loy teboilach. Kivid amri yipada, since Rabbanan said it could be redeemed, hayna Maisa, it's the same as Maisa. Ki teboilach, I'll leave it to Yehuda dami yikover. Yehuda said that that food, since it has a low level of Kedusha, it has to be burnt or buried if it becomes Tameh. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, halakuach bekesem Maisa Sheni. If the money that was used to exchange Maisa Sheni, I bought other food with it, and that food nitma becomes tamei. The Rabban hold yipada. It's like all Maisa Sheni can be redeemed. This too can be redeemed. But Yehuda Amir Yikover, Yehuda says it has to be buried. So now, miyamir hoil v'loy lekuach. So now to accept this, we have to, according to Yehuda, say a double hoil. First, we have to say perhaps I wouldn't have bought with it. I would have used the original Maisa Sheni. And for Hoyev Lekar Lashem, also I would have never made it into Chala, Vitma, and then if it became Tameh, Yesh Lehatav Meshavas. So now I'm saying a double Hoyel, and that's also okay, for Nafik Bey, I could use it for Matzah, Hashtanami Nafik Bey, I do a Chad Hoyel Amrinin. To say this entire concept of Hoyel, that's already a Chiddush. Now to say it twice, Trey Hoyel Amrinin, I won't say it. Amar Rav, the Gemara says, "Mistabrish shem ma'aseh chadu." It doesn't make a difference if it's one or two. And the way the Rishonim explain is all it is an outgrowth of ma'aseh sheni. And since we're paskening the ma'aseh sheni is usable for matzah, all the outgrowths of it, whether it's challah, whether it's lekuach b'kesem ma'aseh sheni, whether it's itmi, all the things that you'll add to it, all emanate from Maisa Sheni, and since we explained that Maisa Sheni, according to Bekiva, can be used, all the outgrowths of Maisa Sheni may also be used. Asks Rashi, every Maisa Sheni that Tamei is a double hoil. Why is it a double hoil? Number one, you have to come on to the point that maybe I wouldn't have made it into Maisa Sheni. And number two, maybe it would become Tamei, I could, every Maisa Sheni that's not Tamei, I mean. Every Maisa Sheni that's not Tamei, how am I allowed to use? Because I have a double hoil. One is I could have never said that it's Maisa Sheni. And number two, maybe I could have made a Tamei. So if we see that every Maisa Sheni, I'm relying on a double hoil. So why is this double hoil different? Answers Rashi, there's a difference between a hoil that I could easily accomplish, like we said by Demai, and a hoil that I can't do. Making something Tamei is in my power to do. Being mafkin my nechasim is something I could do. Chala making tamei, I'm not going to make chala tamei. So it's a different type of hoyel. Ask the Rosh Yosef, am I sheni you're allowed to make tamei? That you say that it's in my hands to do? So the Rosh Yosef says that although you're not allowed to make my sheni tamei, there's a difference between my sheni and truma. Truma, the Torah says, mishmeres trumasi. You have to guard the truma, not let it become tamei. By Maisa Sheni, I'm not allowed to go be metamit, but I don't have to watch that it shouldn't become tamei. So if I just leave it in an exposed area, it'll become tamei. We learned in the Mishnah, Chalas Toidah V'Rikikei Nazar, the matzah that's brought with carbon toidah, the matzah that's brought with the Nazar. So the Mishnah said like this, Asun L'Atzmai, if somebody made it for himself, you can't use it for matzah. Oson limkar, but if it's made to be sold, it can be duv mitzvah matzah. Menonimili, ask the Gemara, how do we know this? Omer Rav, the Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, v'shamartem es ha-matzahs. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. The matzah has to be made l'shem matzah. Here, it wasn't made l'shem matzah. Yotzeh she'en mishtameres l'shem matzah el l'shem zevach. It was made l'shem karvin. Ask the Bi'er Halacha. What are we saying here in the Gemara? That for matzah to be kosher matzah, it has to be made l'shem matzah. So he asks, by kotshim the halach is stoma l'shma. If I don't have any opposite intent, we say that your intent was good. By matzah we're saying that's not good enough. By matzah what are we saying? That you have to have specific intent l'shem matzah. Why is matzah different than kotshim? By kotshim you don't have to have specific intent. As long as you don't have the wrong intent, it's good enough. So Bi'alochi answers like this. He says, what's kotshim? You take an animal, you magdish the animal. So obviously it's kotshim. So as long as you don't have the wrong intent, it's good enough. By matzah, you didn't take holy flour, l'shem matzah. You took flour. Now you're baking it. So since you don't start with something that's kodesh, in order for it to get the shem matzah, you have to have kavanah l'shem matzah. And if you don't have kavanah l'shem matzah, it won't be matzah. Rav Yosef says there's a different disqualification with a matzah v'toida. Amakra, shivas yomim matzah techelu. Matzah necheles l'shivas yomim. What kind of matzah is good? Matzah that's eaten for 7 days. Yotzuzush ena necheles l'shivas yomim el yom v'layla. The chalis, the matzahs that are brought with the carbon toida had to be eaten b'yom v'layla, one day and one night. For matzah to be kosher matzah, says Rabbi Yosef, you have to have in mind when you bake the matzah that I'm going to use it for all 7 days. So Rashi explains, what is the nafka meaning between Rav and Rabbi Yosef? He says like this, according to Rava, let's say somebody baked the matzah, and when he baked the matzah he had a double intent, it should be for a toida or it should be for a matzah. According to Rava, it will be good enough, because I had in mind that it should be l'shem matzah, and as soon as I have in mind that it should be l'shem matzah, it's good enough. According to Rabbi Yosef, that wouldn't be good enough, because I have to have a matzah that's going to be good, that I bake for 7 days, and this matzah I didn't bake for 7 days, I only baked for a day and a night. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that even though Rava is not agreeing with Rabbi Yosef, and Rava is saying that a matzah, when you bake it, you don't have to have in mind that it should be eaten, used, for 7 days, still says the Minchas Chinuch, let's say you have a matzah that won't be edible for all 7 days. Something that the matzah will become posel in the middle of Yontif. That Rava will agree, says the Minchas Chinuch, is not an acceptable matzah. A matzah has to be a matzah that's edible for 7 days. The only difference between Rava and Rabbi Yosef, says the Minchas Chinuch, is do I have to have that intent while I bake it? Rabbi Yosef says, you must. Rava says, you don't. Says the Gemara. Tanya Kavosi the Rava, but Tanya Kavosi the Rabbi Yosef. There's a Brisa that explains like Rava, and there's a Brisa that explains like Rabbi Yosef. Tanya Kavosi the Rava. Yochel Yotzi de Chavosi Bechalos Toide Rekiki Nazar. You should be able to use the matzahs that are bought with the carbon Toide or with the carbon Nazar. Tamaloim Vishmartem as a matzahs. Matzah Mishtameres L'shem Matzah. It has to be matzah that's brought L'shem Matzah. Yotzuzu She'en Mishtameres L'shem Matzah L'shem Zevach. It was made L'shem the carbon, not L'shem Matzah. Tanya Kavosai is Rabbi Yosef. On the other hand, there's a Brisa like Rabbi Yosef. Yochel Yotzi de Chavosai Bechalos Toide Rekiki Nazar. Maybe you could use these breads, these matzahs, for the mitzvahs matzah. Tamalay meshivas yomim matzahs techelu. Matzah nechels leshivas yomim. Matzah that was made for 7 days. That is kosher matzah. Yotazu shayna nechels leshiva el yoyim v'layla. That's only usable for a day and a night. Ask the Rosh Yosef on Rashi. We said that according to Rashi's explanation, Rabbi Yosef agrees with Rava that matzah has to be made l'shem matzah. Just what? Rabbi Yosef is adding that besides that it has to be made l'shem matzah, it also has to be made l'shivas yomim. So he says, why is the first brisa a right only to Rava? It's a right to Rabbi Yosef also. Because Rabbi Yosef isn't arguing with Rava that it has to be made l'shem matzah. He's only adding that besides that it has to be made l'shem matzah, it also has to be made l'shem shivas yomim. So what's Rashi going to do? Why is the Gemara saying that it's only a raya to Rava? The Reish Yosef doesn't answer the question. And in fact, there's some Mefarshim that don't agree with Rashi's approach to the Gemara, possibly because of this question. But typically, ask the Gemara, I'll give you a different reason why the Lachme Taida and the Rikike Nazar should not be usable for Matzah. Melechem Oini. And we explained, Mishin Nechel Baninus, the only thing that can be used for Matzah is something that somebody could eat when Rechmol Tzlon, he's an Oinen, Yotzezesh, and a Nechel Baninus. You're not allowed to eat Lachme Taida and Rikike Nazar if you're an Oinen. El Besimcha. They have to be eaten Besimcha. Answers the Gemara. This Tana Savala Rabbi Kiva Dama Oniksiv. Yesterday we explained that Rabbi Kiva does not agree with the limud of Aninus. Because he says the Torah doesn't say Oini with Aleph. That's the way we explained it yesterday. He says it says Oini with an Ayin. You can't turn Oini with an Ayin into Oinin with Aleph. So since Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree that way, that's why it can't be acceptable. Ask the Gemara, but there's another reason why Chalas Toida and Rikike Nazar should not be used. But typically they have a Matzah Shira. In the Chalas Toida, in the Rikike Nazar, you had to mix oil. And we explained earlier in the week that Matzah Shira is not good for Matzah. So if you're mixing oil into it, it's Matzah Shira. So that's why it should be disqualified. Answers the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Revi is he, or Mishalek is he l'kama Chalas. So the way Rashi explains is like this. The amount of let's just review. How many different breads were brought with a carbon tide? 40. 40 breads were brought. 10 were chametz. 10 were matzah. 10 were rekikin, which are like wafers. And 10 were revucha, where the flour was made and scalded in hot water. From the one that was made with matzah, the one that was made into chametz, they didn't put oil. From the 30 that were made into kosher, matzah, you use the following. For each 10 breads, 3 asoinim and a third of flour were used, which is a very big amount of flour. And you used a chatzi-like shemen, which is 2 revias. 1 revias, tells us Rashi, was used for the chalois and rekikin. So that means you're using 1 revias of oil for 6 2/3 asroinim of flour, and that 1 revias was used for the revuka, which again you're using 1 revias of oil for 3 1/3 asroinim of flour. By the nazir, Rashi says there was no revuka, there was only chalis and rekikin, which represents 6 2/3 asroinim, and you had 1 revias of oil. So you have a very small amount of oil compared to a lot of flour. That's why the Gemara is saying it's not Matzah Shira. That's what the Gemara says. Amar Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Revi is he. You only have a revias of oil. Or Meschalak is he, Lekama Chalas. It's used over many Chalas, so you have very little oil, and that's why it's not considered Matzah Shira. Ask the Mefarshim, ask the Marsha, just the opposite. When we learned the sugya of Matzah Ashira, we said the worst thing you could do when you make Matzah Ashira is add water. Because even though the Gemara says that when you use other beverages that are not water, it's not machmetz, it doesn't become chametz. The Gemara, we explained, the Rishonim all say that when you add water with the May Peris, it accelerates the chametz process. So if anything, you're worse off. You're going to have oil, but you said you have so little oil, you're adding water. So then you're back to where you started. Why isn't it matzah? You have a bigger problem. It becomes chametz immediately. So the Mefarshim give 2 answers. One answer is the Gemara we learned yesterday. Yesterday we said that when something is made bezrizim, it's made with kohanim, or b'mokim's reason, and it's made in dazara, then we know it's done right. The chalas toida, even though they have a combination of oil and water, were made in dazara. So they were made by Kahanim, or by the Beis Karmu. So they knew how to do it right, and watched that it should become chametz. Another teretz of Mefarshim say, Slahalocha, interesting teretz, is when you have such a small amount of May Peris, and so much water, such a large ratio of water to May Peris, it's not considered Matzah Shira at all. It's not an Isser. It's not an Isser. It's Mutter. It's Mutter. It's not a problem. Ask the Gemara, but there's another problem. We just finished saying before that one of the qualifications for matzahs is the komash v'seichem. It could be eaten anywhere, but the chalas toida has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But typically, ask the Gemara, they didn't chalas b'chol shavus. It can't be eaten all of Yerushalayim. Amr shlokas zois all of Israel. Amr shlokas zois ameris chalas toida v'rikike nazar nechalim b'noy v'given. Noy v'given was during a certain period in the history of Klal Yisrael, but we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash and we didn't have the Mishkan. The Oren was in Noiv given. Noiv is one city, given is another city. And they had the Rabbama Gedoyla, where certain Kabbanas could be brought. Certainly a Karban that has a specific time that had to be brought, Karban Pesach is the best example, could be brought on Rabbama Gedoyla. Chalas Toida, Karban Toida doesn't have a specific time that you have to bring. There's a machloikis if Karban Toida could be brought in Noiv given. Says the Gemara that we're going to hold now, like the man the Omer that says that you can bring Karban Toida in Noiv given. So you see that it's not limited to Yerushalayim, so you don't have the problem b'chomesh v'seichem. Ask Tosfos if that's true. Yesterday we had a discussion about Bikurim. Could you make matzah out of Bikurim? And the Gemara said you can't make matzah out of Bikurim because Bikurim can only be brought to Yerushalayim and you have a problem with Komesh V'Seichem. So why doesn't the Gemara say no? Noi V'Givon. You can bring the Bikurim to Noi V'Givon. Says Tosfos that even if you hold that Karban Toida could be brought to Noi V'Givon, Bikurim could only be brought to Yerushalayim, and that's why there's a problem with Komesh V'Seichem and you can't use Bikurim for matzahs. Tanya, Amar Beloi, Shalti Zer Beleza, Mashi Yetzi Adam Chalas Toida Rikikin Nazar. Can you make matzah out of Chalas Toida Rikikin Nazar? Amalei Loi Shemati. I don't know. Basi V'Shalti Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. So I asked the same question by Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei Harei Amru, Chazal Torahs, as we learned in the Mishnah, Chalas Toida Rikikin Nazar, She'osin L'atzma, if they were made for your own private use, Ein Adam Yotzibah, it can't be used for matzah. However, limka b'shuk, if they were made to be sold, yoytz ben. Kshabasi v'reitzeisi dvarim lefnei Rebbe Eleza, when I came and repeated to Rebbe Eleza what Rebbe Yeshua told me, amali bris, bris is like a shvua, I make an oath, hein hein advarim nemar lo b'Moshe v'Sinai. This is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. You got the halacha perfectly correct. Ikadamri, he didn't say it as a statement. He asked me a question. Bris hein hadvarim shenemar lo Moshe b'Sinai. Is this an oath? Is this something that was said by Moshe b'Sinai? V'loy tama boy. You could just say that this is the halacha and not need to give me a reason. Just you made up a din. It makes a difference if you made it for yourself or you made it to sell. What's the difference? So ask the Gemara, tama mai. What actually is the reason? Amar Rava. Kol shuk. If somebody makes chalas toida to sell, when he makes it with that intention, he has the following thought. He says, "Im is dabin, if I find a customer that will buy it because he needs carbon toida or he needs rukiki nazar, mustabin, great. Eloi, if I won't find any customer for it, Eloi mustabin, if I won't find a customer for it, I'll use it for myself." So therefore, when you make it for yourself for carbon, you only had intention that's going to be for carbon. And like we looked on the Tapet Amid, if your only intention was that it should be for carbon, you have a problem. It's not l'shem matzah, it's not l'shem shivas yomim. But when you make it to sell, you have a tanai, you have a condition in your mind that whatever I could use it, that's what I'll do with it. Ask the Shail Shachuvas, Tyrus Chesed, Gevaldig Akasha. We know throughout Shas, there's a sugya breira. Could something work retroactively? And we always say that by a deraisa, we aim breira. You can't make things happen retroactively. What's happening here? It's becoming matzah retroactively. I bake it today with a condition. Either it should be matzah or it should be chalas toida. And then we see when Pesach arrives, retroactively, if I sold it for carbon toida, great. If not, retroactively, it'll become matzah. That's breira. We don't say breira by deraisa.
No, Why do you have to have it designated?
Because that's what Gemara says. You're saying, you're making condition. Imas daven, if I sell for commentary, the great. And if I don't sell for commentary, it should be matzah.
No,
when do I find
it? Chal now.
No, it's only chal on Yontif, when I didn't sell it. When I was able to sell for commentary, then it becomes matzah. So it's huvra adovel mafreya, that it was matzah retroactively. You don't say breira by the raisa. Eating matzah is a chiv the raisa, even bezman hazeh. Certainly then, when they had the base of Middash, because they had a commentary. So the Shalas Shuvas Taras Chesed says a very big chiddush. When don't we say breira? When it involves an active act. In other words, if I make a condition that if I do something, then retroactively it should be this way. There we don't say breira. Breira we don't say if it depends on an act. Here it doesn't require an action, it requires an inaction. If nothing happens, it'll automatically become kasher matzah. When no action is required, Sheva Taisa, even by the Raisa, you say Breira. He brings a Raya from the Gemara Masechta Gittin. The Gemara Masechta Gittin says that let's say somebody writes a get, Chas V'Shalom, for his wife, and he writes, the get should be effective if my father won't have a problem. So the get is Chal, from when he wrote it. It's Breira. It depends on his father not complaining. So he explains, because the father doesn't have to do anything. He just has to not do something. That's a double negative. He just doesn't have to. It's Sheva Taisa. Whenever it's only Sheva Taisa, even by the Raisa, we say Breira.
What's my matzah?